214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
The Hardline.
The Good Feet Store, Milestone Electric, AC, Plumbing, and more.
Okay.
214.
So,
520. Help.
I knew, as a great man once said, I knew this day would come. But apparently, others have taken notice to what has transpired on Twitter, Bob.
I believe the Musers featured it on their program, so I'm not shocked
that it's made it out to the
airwaves.
That
it's worked its way back to the helpline.
Yeah. So this young go-getter has a question.
Right.
Hey, so why was Bob fighting Brad Sham on Twitter? Please.
It sounded a lot like Monty, but you just can't tell these days.
Was it?
I don't know.
Short answer, I wasn't fighting anybody. He wanted to fight me.
Yeah.
He's a Cubs fan, and his feelings were hurt that his star player said something extremely dumb. And let this be a lesson for all fans of all teams. And I believe I utilized it when Aaron Rodgers was being particularly dumb, which is, you're not obligated to defend everything somebody says who's on a team you like.
No.
You're not obligated. There's no rule that says you have to go down with the ship.
Not at all.
And so if one of your young athletes says something so dumb as to indicate Babe Ruth either wasn't that great when he suggested he only hit underhand pitching or didn't exist at all, then you can, as the kids would say, sit that one out.
Yeah.
Or you can attack me.
It's kind of the dumbest thing I've ever heard an athlete say.
Well, and even dumber to defend it.
I know.
If you're, like, in any way, shape, or form, like, intelligent, which he is.
Yeah.
Why would you go to the mat for that nonsense?
I don't know. And Brad was almost on the planet at the same time that Babe Ruth was anyway.
Seriously.
So, Bob puts out there on Twitter, after the Pete Crow Armstrong, Babe Ruth never existed, took underhand pitching. Bob said, this would gut me if I was a Cubs fan to know the face of my franchise and the most talented player we've had in ever is a total and complete moron. Hashtag stay in school.
Which he, of course, did not.
No. No.
Which, you know,
sometimes
you're chasing that baseball dream when you're 17 or 18 and you skip some classes, maybe you can hire someone to explain history to you.
The voice of the Cowboys responded, Brad Sham. I am a Cubs fan.
And a Bud man.
And you don't know when a 24-year-old with a goofy side is clowning. Does he say stupid stuff sometimes? Yeah, he's 24. But calling him a complete and total moron would only be said by a total and complete moron. He called you that.
Ooh. Okay. That's fair.
To which you said,
former coworker, by the way.
Yes, Brad. This is the very first time uneducated nonsense has come out of his mouth. Oh, wait, it isn't.
Because he is 1 month away from telling a White Sox fan to blank his blanking blank.
Yeah. Yes.
And then humbly apologize because...
Yeah. Hi, Rowdy. How are you, man? It's good to see you.
I should never have done that.
Double zero. Double zero. Double zero. There you go. There you go.
Double. Now it's okay. See?
I know. They figured it out.
Demo can wear zero and Rowdy's double zero.
They made it work.
Everybody wins.
So, Brad responds after you say, oh, wait, it isn't the first time. It's absolutely not. Again, 24 and says some dumb stuff. Total and complete... Please, actually a great kid, at least know his body of work before you demean his entire personhood. I understand that takes more work.
Well, maybe we could learn Babe Ruth's body of work and we could discuss this.
You, please, dude, he literally spent 30 seconds saying Babe Ruth was pitched underhand. You don't need to defend that level of idiocy for an actual major leaguer to disrespect a legend. And then at that point, Brad said, I'm out.
And I got to say, I'm still confused what his motivation was, and I'm still confused how I end up defending a pre-World War II athlete. Like, strange bedfellows, no?
Are you...
Why would I ever defend Babe Ruth?
I are defending the fact that Babe Ruth existed. Did you think that was going to be play out at training camp
this
year?
And maybe that's where my line is of, you can say that Babe Ruth might not be a superstar in 2026. I'm going to actually have to call a foul if you say he never actually existed.
Right. Right.
So, there you go.
Cool story, bro.
He had to keep talking with Kristen Cavallaro. What's he doing on that? Why is he on that show?
I bet you it's big in Chicago.
It is?
I don't know. Jay Cutler's ex-wife doing a podcast.
Yeah, I guess.
Pete Crow Armstrong.
Oh, you keep going down that path. Oh, you did not. Oh, God.
Settle down, guys.